All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, so we talked a lot about exams, how that really drives production, drives our doctors to kind of produce that $1 million and over. What we started to kind of talk about a little bit was the evaluation process and how we actually work it in our own practice. And I think it's gone through multiple different iterations. And I think the one we've landed on recently with incorporating a lot of AI and objectivity to it has been a huge, huge step in the right direction for us too. So we're going to talk about different steps and then kind of where we are right now and how we're actually relaying that to the doctors and to the team too, so that they can get their objective feedback on their own.
And if you've not been with us before for Toolbox Tuesday, our huddle themes and our practices every Tuesday is Toolbox Tuesday, where we are focusing on one resource that we have and our hundreds of available resources in our asset library to make sure that everyone is rowing in the same direction. So we are continuing in our exam flow series on this focus of being $1 million producers. And we're going to talk about how we actually started an exam analytic system for all of our providers. All right, so Stan, why did we start to talk about coming up with a system like this for the doctors?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really happened when too late, in my opinion, but it really happened when we realized that when we're relying on them reporting to us how those exams went, or even giving them a sheet, hey, of self-evaluate yourself, right? We get many different
Which we
iterations.
did, yeah.
We had tons of those different sheets. We had checklists, we had grades, they were grading themselves, the team was grading them. We land on the key success, which were just kind of, main highlights and points to hit, different cues to kind of move on, whatever it was. But what we realize is when we're just like if you're a single doctor in your own practice, you're going to have millions of different things from coaches, consultants, things like that you can go back to and kind of look at. That's fine. But the objectivity and the honesty when it comes to actually evaluating yourself was lacking. And we realized that really because the numbers, we weren't seeing the numbers we wanted on the acceptance rate. And we started to kind of realize that they really weren't prioritizing evaluating their own exams like we knew they should. And so that was a huge part of it. And so we it's impossible for even if you're in a have an associate doctor that you work in the exact same office as on a day-to-day basis, you cannot be in that room with them for every single exam to kind of hear how things are going. You can do some of them, there's no doubt about it, but you're not going to be able to hear every single exam. You're not going to be able to hear every interaction the patient has with a team member or a patient, things like that, because you're doing your own schedule. You have your own job to take care of. Let alone when we have multiple practices and we have multiple doctors over those practices and we have closed doors in all of them. And on a lot of days, we're not in any of the practices. We have other projects and other things that are moving the needle for our group that we have to work on outside of the actual offices. We're not going to rely on just trust. We're not going to rely on just, hoping things are going to work out, or hoping that they're going to finally figure out the system or figure out the protocol. And so we needed a kind of an objective way to hear exactly and see exactly what was happening behind those closed doors. And so we, from the standpoint that that was the only way we were really going to help our doctors and our team members the quickest.
Right. And we did the, hanging out in the corners or having the shadows in the hallway and, all of those things trying to get some feedback, because when we would ask the doctors, and honestly, even some of the team members too, how did that exam go? The response was always good. Good is a feeling. Good is not something that we can go back to of how we can improve. And sometimes, honestly, even the, we talked about this on prior weeks, things go into good or bad buckets. If a patient scheduled, it was good. If a patient didn't schedule, it was bad. It's not as black and white as that. And honestly, some of you in the air quote good exams that turned into scheduling, when we started listening to some of these exams back, it was by the grace of God that that appointment scheduled, because I don't know what was happening in that exam. If that's what you're repeating, that is not a key for success.
Yeah, well, a lot of those too ended up canceling later.
That too. Yeah.
So we saw a lot of that too. So that the patient that schedules right off the bat, when you really botch an exam, they're the ones that are probably going to reschedule or probably going to cancel sometimes. Yeah, if anyone is, yeah.
And to clarify what we're talking about as far as our exam evaluation process is concerned, we record as many exams in our practices as possible. Yes, you have to have consent for recording. that is what we have to do for definitely for the state of California, depending on what state you're in. I would encourage you all to do that just so that you have that as a backstop, but we have consent for recording and we record as many exams as possible so that we get this feedback. That's what we're talking about. And then what that evaluation process looks like. So Sten, what was the doctor's response to this when we told them that we were going to start doing this initially?
They hated it. Of course they did. But I think when we explained to them, this is going to be a whole lot easier for you guys than doing your own evaluations, I think that's when it kind of made sense to them a little bit. Hey, we actually have someone to watch me, and so I can get that quick, really consistent and immediate feedback, which is so important to any kind of progression. I think they kind of saw it as a benefit to them. I mean, as you know, whether you're a young doctor or you're you know, been working for a number of years, but if you're trying to get better at something, you want feedback. You don't always like what the feedback is, right? But you tell people that you want feedback. You tell yourself that you want feedback. You're not always the most open to it when it does happen. But we've had very few doctors say, I don't want feedback. I'm just going to go off and do my own thing. That's not okay in our office. If that happened, they wouldn't be working in our office anymore. So I think from that standpoint, yes, they're uncomfortable. No one likes watching themselves on video. No one likes hearing their own voice. That's not fun. It's not comfortable, especially when you're looking for things that you could be doing better, you know, right. and not recording someone because they're doing something perfectly, which we never are. So from that standpoint, yeah, I was definitely very uncomfortable. I think they saw the benefit of it, not to the point that Jennifer and I did, but they are starting to see it, or they did start to see it kind of over a quick period of time.
Some of my favorite feedback that we've had with the doctors since then is, you know, before this, you know, even when no one is trying to do a bad job, right? You know, and it's hard sometimes to take that constructive criticism. And we would hear time and again, well, I know the assistant said it took 40 minutes, but it didn't. But when I have a time stamped video, sure did, right? You know, or I didn't say that. Yes, you sure did. And now instead of me telling them that, they're coming and saying, I don't know that came out of my mouth. I didn't know how to save it. I knew I was going down the rabbit and I was gone. I didn't know how to come back. You know, so they're starting. And I mean, yes, you know, we all have those moments, but they're starting to see that, oh, I do come off that way. Or I say, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever the case may be. And they can tweet that themselves rather, or they'll tell me, you're going to hear an exam that's coming down from this morning. And I know that that was not the way that was supposed to go. It goes much better coming from them than the other way.
Yeah. We hear a lot of those too. We'll get a Slack and say, you're going to get an exam. And then it was a bad one. And just FYI, I know it was bad because they know we're listening. And that's part of the benefit of having a coach, right? Is you know, someone's watching.
Right.
Right. I mean, yes, it might not be as very comfortable in the moment, but do we want to be comfortable or do we want to be successful?
Right.
And if we just want to be comfortable, then we're going to go on and do the same thing we've always done without any feedback, without any kind of hope or drive for getting better. Cause it's just easy to show up, punch in, punch out, right? If you actually want to get better, immediate feedback is the only way.
Right. And our doctors have big goals. You know, $1 million plus producer is a big goal, and it's more than achievable. It's not something that we're looking at that is unachievable or that it's going to take them 10 years to do, but they can't just want to be the dentist that walks in and whatever happens to show up on their schedule is what shows up on their schedule. That's not going to get them $10 million plus.
Right.
So we have created a custom AI platform where we have all of the things that we've talked about in our exam flow. If you weren't with us last week, we talked about the elements of our exam and the questions that we're asking. So, and we continue to tweak this. We get feedback from the team. We get feedback from patients. We have feedback from our doctors. So we now have 31 different points that AI is evaluating every exam and then gives them a summary of that exam. What were some of the elements that they just hit out of the park? This also evaluates our treatment presenters. They also have their own metrics that we're looking at from a treatment. So it's not just the exam portion. It's everything from the time that patient walks in the door through scheduling. And it's brutal honesty, right? It is black and white. This was a positive. This is something that you need to work on from an improvement standpoint. So reviewing our exams, we're looking at that introduction, like we talked about last week, you know, building that rapport, introducing yourself, doctors, how many of you do not introduce yourself when you walk in the room? Because ours have had that struggle as well. You just walk in and start talking. Introduce yourself. Please put a name to the face. Listening to the patient's chief complaint. You know, that might be started with the assistants. We have, like we talked about, closed loop communication. If a patient has told the front office and the assistants XYZ is bothering them, we want that information transferred to our doctors before they walk in the door so that they can address that and that they're not just shoving their agenda down the patient's throat. We want to make sure we're addressing what brought them in the first place. Power questions we talked about as well last week, the question behind the questions, you know, getting to an idea of where that patient is at in their research, where their budget is, it's starting to break down some of those barriers. 10 minutes or less is what we are going for the exam portion. Okay. Now, I know that that's a hot take. I know people say, you know, there's no way to get it done in that amount of time. We're looking for efficiency and having more impact with less words. Focusing on the meat and potatoes of what a patient needs to hear from you. That's not their entire appointment, right? There's some more fluff time in there with assistants and photos, and you know that is their entire appointment experience. But when you're just talking from a treatment standpoint, that's really where we've seen the sweet spot before you start to lose people. If you're going on for 40 minutes, that's not translating to case acceptance. Showing, not telling, the reasons for needed treatment. We talked about letting the facts be the hitman, making sure that your patients aren't just trusting you, that you're telling them the truth. You can actually show them. And that is also in our exam evaluation. If it's not clear that you're showing the patient why they need XYZ, that's contributing to your case acceptance or lack thereof. Patient-friendly terms. We all know that you're very intelligent doctors. Patients don't care about all of the scientific terms. They need to understand on their level so that they're not embarrassed about the fact that they don't understand all of the dental terminology. They need to understand very clearly why you are recommending the treatment you are recommending for them, not just to be impressive with technobabble. And I laugh sometimes. I actually just had an exam transcription this morning that came back from AI, that it literally said for this doctor was lost in technobabble. Yep, it did. If AI doesn't know what you're talking about from a dental terminology standpoint, your patient didn't either. Clear path forward. This one is really important. We talk about having the assistant say it back to the doctors. If your assistant is not clear what the next steps are, your patient was also not clear on what the next steps were. And then passing the baton, that's one of our pathway-isms of having that handoff between the doctor and the assistant. And then if the assistant is not doing the treatment presentation themselves, making sure that handoff is very clear with the front office, that it's very seamless. It's not a patient being left in an op staring at the ceiling, wondering what the next steps are. They know exactly what that process looks like. So our exam evaluations are about a page long on average, depending on the length of the exam. And they're brutal, but they're also actionable items. This is what you can do to improve. This is what you can do to get back on track. This is a knob that you can turn to improve your case acceptance.
Yeah. And I think the AI portion was a huge, huge movement for us, because anytime it's top down and Jennifer, I, or a superior telling someone kind of what to do, there's a little bit of guards that get put up with some people, right? You try to, work your leadership skills to, not have that, have the same, try to avoid that as much as possible, but it's, to some extent, it's unavoidable a little bit. Having something that's completely objective, that's not even human, give you a output of how an exam went based on an agreed upon now 31 step process.
Right.
Which, we used to be 29, then it was 33, then it was 31. So it's moving all over the place, right? But it's all agreed upon with our doctors and our team that these are the steps. These are the points in our exam that we really want to hone in on and improve on. So they're on board with it. But when we get something like that, that a lot of times Jennifer and I don't even see before they see, it just goes straight to them.
Right.
That's huge. Because now it's them having something, having an asset, having a customized report on how an exam went for them personally, that allows them to self-evaluate and self-improve without really being coached.
Right.
And if they don't understand, how do I improve on this part? How do I improve on that part? That's when we can come in and we already have a baseline. We already have a framework. They already have the mindset that I want to improve, and this is what I want to improve on. Can you help me with this portion? And that's where we can really use our expertise and our experience to help those people, help those doctors.
And our agent has a name because I name all of the inanimate objects in our practices. So our agent's name is Roberto. And one of our doctors, one of the first ones that came back, she came to me and she said, Roberto was mean to me. And Roberto doesn't have any feelings. So my response back to that was, Roberto wants you to achieve your goals. Okay, that is the end goal here. Roberto isn't trying to hurt your feelings. Roberto has in his 31 points that this is what your goal is for case acceptance.
Right. And Roberto's good.
And Roberto catches more. And honestly, I know that AI is a big topic of conversation where AI fits in all of this. And our view on AI is that if it can do what a human does not have to and can do it better, that's where AI fits in our practices. And the way that we used to do this exam evaluation is I used to listen to all of these exams every week. And it would take me days of time. And I'm not exaggerating. I would get these exams back that are 40 minutes and I'm listening to them and taking notes and following up with the doctors and following up with the treatment presenters, days and days of time. Roberto catches things that I did not, right, as I'm listening to it, because I'm tuning it out too when they're going into techno babble of like, please let this be done already. Roberto
does it in seconds too.
He does it in seconds.
He does Absolutely. It in milliseconds and he can do 10.
And he doesn't miss it. Yeah, he does not miss it. So, well, next week we're going to finish up on this series talking about our team and how we have our team behind this, because they're also being evaluated, but to also have them have an impact on, hey, this is what's working, this is what's not, in a little bit more of a collaborative environment, like we keep talking about. It's not just the doctors doing the exam, it's your team from start to finish, and they're having a lot more interaction with your patients than you are. So we're going to finish up the series with that topic next week. In the meantime, if you would like to connect with us, our email is connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. We also have our website, pathwaydentalsolutions.com, where you can also register for our weekly newsletter where we're talking about these Toolbox Tuesday topics in our community. And we are on all of the social platforms as well. So feel free to reach out and we will be back next week.
All right. Bye, you guys.
All right. Bye, everybody.